Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And not to forget about our bulk mail haulers either out there hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices. And, of course, the suicide jockeys hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel to wherever it needs to go so we can go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. The official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. Posted something over there tonight if you want to go look at it. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. And it's all listed under Captain's America. Captain with an S on the end of it. America. That's how you find us. And don't forget, our website is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Check out our website. If you can't hear our show anywhere else, you can always hear it there playing 24/7. The last show is there. The live show is there right now. All right. And from California, we've got the one and only, the incomparable, the original professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
The original. I love it.
Yep, the original. There are some imitators, but not you. All right. And there we go. Okay, guys. I'll see you. There you go. Okay. By the way, somebody put out something tonight on television. I forgot which network it was that I was looking over my shoulder at, but they said that Tampa is one of the buggiest cities in the country for this time of the year.
Wow.
I got to tell my helicopter pilot friend that sprays for mosquitoes that he might want to make another pass if that's the case. I got a friend that sprays for the county that I live in, and he's got one of those old Sikorsky MASH helicopters with the booms out on it.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
You hear him coming a mile away. But, he does a great job. But anyway, there you go. Okay, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because a great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, starting tonight, Kyle, we are going to get with the program here. And I got a little short clip from our buddy Greg Cluxton in Washington, D.C., about what Merrick Garland had to say yesterday. Here we go. Or here we might not go. Let's see. Oh, I see what I got to do. Hold it. Time out. I got three computers in front of me, and I got to get the right computer up. So here we go. Now.
Attorney General Merrick Garland said the Justice Department filed a motion to unseal the court-authorized search warrant because of the substantial public interest in this matter. At a hastily scheduled news conference, Garland also said that he personally approved the search warrant. The actions were part of an ongoing Justice Department investigation into the handling of classified White House records. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, that all sounds pretty low-key to begin with, right?
Oh, yeah.
However, here's a headline from Newsmax, front page. Trump lawyer, Garland's depiction of Mar-a-Lago events inaccurate. She was not allowed, once they unlocked that door for that file, she was not allowed to stay. She was told to leave.
That's exactly right, Captain, and certainly perhaps in order to just be able to create that narrative, perhaps. But it seems to me that if you're represented by counsel, someone serves a warrant, you should be able to have your lawyer present for that.
Well, that's true. And I'm not an attorney, but I know this much. They need to be there because that's the right of the person to whom the search warrant was assigned to. And the attorney can be present because they catalog everything that they see that's going on. They don't photograph it, but they catalog it. They take notes of this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. And this could very easily, I've been told this by an attorney, friend of mine, this could very easily change the playing field in that a lot of what they got, a lot of what they took, if the attorney was not present and was not told we're taking this and here's why, blah, 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 here's the search warrant, take a look, it's on there, item, whatever, that it would be inadmissible in a court of law. They may have opened a huge can of worms trying to be meticulous at what they were doing.
Well, certainly. And you know, Captain, part of this is all part of due process, as far as I'm concerned. And what happens, of course, when it comes to Trump, the Democrats love to throw due process right out the window, especially when it comes to conservatives, for example. The whole idea back during the Kavanaugh hearing, for example, it just seemed like all that due process notion was just right out the window, no big deal, because you're trying to keep him off the Supreme Court. It's the same thing. We see it again and again. And, Captain, to be able to have your day in court, whatever it might be, they have to follow the right procedures.
All right, well, hold that thought, because we're truly going to have our break coming up. And we're truly going to have some of our sponsors at your local station and out on the network identify what it is that they're doing. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back with a whole bunch more.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Kyle. We'll be right back to Kyle. By the way, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell. Now, you all know about Mike Lindell and you all know about MyPillow, MyPillow.com, the website, and all the things we tell you about that. But did you know about MyStore.com? That is a spinoff of MyPillow with a lot of different things in there that have nothing to do with pillows or bedrooms or whatnot. It's got stuff to do with other parts of the house and tools and little things that you can buy that will help you doing your little knick-knack stuff around the home, whether it's hanging pictures or fixing a door or whatever, because there's some unique tools that are there, all-in-one tools, like a six-in-one tool, that sort of thing there. You'll see it when you get there. You'll see it when you get there. But there are two websites for you to check out for Mike Lindell right now. And, of course, the promo code will always be Captain. The first one is MyPillow.com. Go over there and go to the Radio Listener Specials page, which is where you'll find all the discounts right there, and use the promo code Captain. Now, in either case, you can call 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Speak to a live person. Promo code will be Captain, and you will not be able to miss the opportunity of getting Mike Lindell's free book that way either, because you'll get one. They'll offer it to you. They'll take your, make sure they get your address and send you the book, which is in itself a 20-some-odd dollar value. That's what they're going for when you see them for sale out in the free world of America. Now, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Check that out. You're going to be glad you did. In either case, The magic promo code that gets you in the doorway is CAPTAIN. The phone number to call if you want to do that is 800-641-5459. 1-800-641-5459, promo code CAPTAIN. And happy shopping. Happy shopping. And I think you'll be very pleasantly surprised when you take a look at mystore.com and see the different things that are there. And Kyle, have you been over there yet?
I have. I've been looking at my store, and exactly right. It's the same promo code, but a lot of great other products that you're going to enjoy, I think.
Yeah, a lot of household things in there that you wouldn't see at MyPillow, and that's a good thing.
Well, exactly, yeah.
Now, I have a statement that was released by Donald Trump late last night, a little bit before midnight. It's about the documents that Merrick Garland is going to be releasing, and I'm going to read it word for word. It's not very long. It says, and I quote, "Not only will I not oppose the release of documents related to the un-American, unwarranted, and unnecessary raid and break-in of my home in Palm Beach, Florida, Mar-a-Lago, I am going to step. I'm going a step further by encouraging the immediate release of those documents, even though they've been drawn up by radical left Democrats and possible future political opponents who have a strong and powerful vested interest in attacking me, much as they have done for the past 6 years. My poll numbers are the strongest they've ever been. Fundraising by the Republican Party is breaking all records, and midterm elections are fast approaching. And this unprecedented political weaponization of law enforcement is inappropriate and highly unethical. The world is watching as our country is being brought to a new low, not only on our border, crime, economy, energy, national security, and so much more, but also with respect to our sacred elections. Release the documents now from the office of Donald J. Trump."
Very powerful statement, obviously, and a very unprecedented time, Captain. I think that as we move through these days following this raid, I think it'll become much more apparent just the real magnitude of what's gone on. And certainly, I think the public hears classified documents. It invokes all kinds of things, spy intrigue or things like that. But I think the Justice Department and the government, they have to make some case that of what was going on here. Is this a dispute over which records belong to the former president as part of his archives or part of this or that? Or is it something that was a national security risk? But, Captain, I'll say this briefly. The idea of trying to criminalize, at least in the minds of the voting public, a political opponent. And by the way, I think it was Peter Ducey over at the White House who kept asking Karine Jean-Pierre whether or not the president was the former President Trump was a political rival of President Biden. She didn't want to go there. She didn't want to talk about that. But the notion of even criminalizing in the public's mind your opponent, that is something very, 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 very serious.
Now, I want you to know something. Are you ready?
Yep.
Whether you like it or not, you're now a part of the resistance.
Okay, yeah.
Now, this comes from an article written by Jennifer Venlar of Red State, which is a subsidiary of Salem Media. And she writes, "One big difference between conservatives and leftists is that, for the most part, conservatives want the smallest amount of contact with government possible as they go about their lives. Conservatives want the freedom to start a business and run it without dealing with crushing regulations and bureaucracy, the freedom to effectively educate their children rather than indoctrinate them, the ability to enjoy the fruits of their own labor, and basically to have government action limited to protecting the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness."
Yeah, that was very, very right on the nose. And I will say this too, Captain, that generally speaking, as you said, conservatives, or as the author said, conservatives, they want the least amount of contact with government in their daily lives. But on the left, and they're always the one calling conservatives fascists, by the way.
Yeah.
But it seems to me, Captain, that fascists really want to run your whole life. They don't want just reasonable regulations on things. They want endless regulations on things. It just orders of magnitude greater And for a long time, it used to be that Republicans and Democrats were kind of on the same spectrum, but they wanted to do, you know, Democrats wanted to spend more money than Republicans. You could go on and on with many of the similarities and the overlap, but now it's really divided. And people see that those who really want to lord it over you and run your life and tell you how you need to think, talk, react, be, is not on the conservative side of the aisle.
Well, I'm going to tell you a little secret. We know it because we've been studying these people for decades, and I'm talking about the progressive left, liberal, socialist, communist Democrats. We know that everything they accuse us of doing, they are in fact doing themselves.
Well, exactly right. That's a projection. It's going out, and this is why I think you're hearing Justice Department officials and others talking endlessly about the rule of law and the integrity of the officer and all this other kind of stuff, because they got to wrap themselves up in it, because they know that going after a former president in this manner is so egregious. So they're going to make you think that they're the guardians of the galaxy here.
Right. And on the other hand, progressive leftists want the government involved in every single aspect of our lives and are willing to spend every waking moment working to achieve that goal. Instead of volunteering and being part of a community organization, progressives spend their time protesting and agitating for the government to be in charge of everything. And when they're not protesting and agitating, they're scouring social media to see which of their neighbors is possibly engaging in wrong think and trying to make their lives miserable.
Yeah, precisely. That's exactly it. You can't have a differing opinion. You can't say, you know, I remember when I was younger, Captain, I knew some people and they would say things like, whatever floats your boat, they'd say stuff like that. And that was, in essence, some people live certain ways and some people live other ways and so forth. And a lot of times you don't get involved in other people's business.
Yeah.
But the far left, they want to get involved in your business. That's
well,
for sure.
Well, now it's up to us. It's up to you. It's up to me. It's up to everybody listening to this program right now. While we all want, right now, what we all want is for our government to leave us alone and carry out its narrow, constitutionally defined duties. We don't have the option of sitting on the sidelines. This battle has been brought to us, directly to us, and whether you like it or not, we, you, me, and everybody listening to this program, we are now part of the resistance. And I wish I could laugh about it, Kyle, and make a Star Wars reference, but this is too serious for that. We've got to get off our butts and do something this year, right now, or it's over. Hold that thought. We'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren coming back right after this.
Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention has updated its guidelines for fighting coronavirus, saying it would no longer recommend restrictive measures like quarantining after exposure to an infected person, social distancing, and testing to screen for symptoms. The decision to revise the suggested protocol stems from the recognition that the vast majority of the U.S. population has, at this point, acquired a level of immunity, either from vaccination or infection. Western countries agreed to continue long-term funding to help Ukraine's military keep fighting, saying 1.5 billion euros have been pledged so far and more is coming. It's been nearly 5.5 months after Russia invaded Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to The Captain's America, Third Watch. And before we get back to Kyle Warren, our professor of politics out in California, IA, I want to tell you about Relief Factor. It's a product that I have been taking religiously ever since a little bit more than 8 years ago. Now, the truth of the matter is, I know there's millions of people out there who are suffering in some sort of pain and can't sleep right now, and they're listening to me. I know that. This is why I tell you about this. And when you get older, and it is part of getting older, you start to get some aches and pains and things that bother you. And it's not bothering you like you were 20 or 30 years younger, but it's sure bothering you to the point right now where you can't get comfortable and you can't, you just can't sleep, okay? Now, I'm not saying that this product will put you to sleep, but I am saying it'll get rid of your pain and it'll certainly make you feel better. Now, Relief Factor, if you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, knee, ankle, foot, wrist, any kind of pain, even muscle laser pains from your everyday job, whatever it is you're doing, then I'm going to suggest you go out and you order the 3-week quick start. The 3-week quick start from Relief Factor. Still the same price as when I started, $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's all it costs to get started, $19.95, 3-week quick start. That's about a dollar a day to see if they can get you out of pain. And then after that, less than a cup of coffee with cream and sugar in it to stay out of pain. Now, go to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And check out the product page. Take a look and see all the different things they've got there. And try the 1995 3-week quick start. You'll be glad you did. I get hundreds and thousands of emails every year, hundreds a month, thousands every year, from people that are telling me, thank you for telling me about Relief Factor, and you're welcome. Because I wouldn't be telling you about it if it did not work for me, and it works for me. And Kyle, what do we tell everybody?
All you have to lose is pain.
Amen, brother. Speaking of losing, who is the current governor of Georgia?
Okay, sorry, it's on the tip of my tongue. Go ahead.
Well, Stacey Abrams thinks it's her.
Okay.
Well, however, the actual governor is Brian Kemp, and they are involved in a rematch again this year.
Well, but it's, you know, why even have a rematch? I mean,
yeah.
If Kemp were to win, mm-hmm. well, then that's not going to be accepted, right?
We're going to find out what type of an individual Kemp is, because Stacey Abrams committed a disqualifying, self-owned statement in a desperate attack on Governor Brian Kemp. Now, what I'm talking about is, though Democrats are notoriously lacking in self-awareness, one thing they are keenly aware of at this stage in the 2022 midterm elections campaign season is that the economy is the top priority for most of the voters in America. And if sizable majorities are continuing to feel the pain of inflation come election time, Democrats will not fare well. Is that a good assumption?
Well, sure, yeah.
All right, now listen to this. Here's what Stacey Abrams tweeted, and I quote, "In Brian Kemp's Georgia, rent is sky high. Inflation has destabilized our economy, and the price of groceries is increasingly out of reach. He can point the finger as much as he likes, but either this is the economy he created, or it's not."
Wait a minute. Is she talking about the Putin price hike, by any chance?
She's talking about everything that Joe Biden has been talking about as a result of Vladimir Putin. Now, let me just point out what's going on here and why she committed the cardinal sin in politics. She doesn't think so. Maybe some of her fans don't think so. But the people listening to me up there in Atlanta and beyond, in Georgia, they get it. Because this is why you're seeing so many of them, from Joe Biden on down, insult the intelligence of the American people by trying to redefine words like recession, inflation, and by gaslighting the hell out of folks by lying about what is bogusly named the Inflation Reduction Act, which does nothing in the short term to help our country.
No, if anything, in the long term, it's going to increase prices and so on and so forth. But they called it the Inflation Reduction Act primarily so Joe Biden can come out and say, we passed the Inflation Reduction Act. And they're hoping, the Democrats rely, to such a high percentage on messaging and what something sounds like, what it's called, mm-hmm. how it's talked about in the media. And they believe that putting that message out is half the battle for them.
Now, all of this brings me to what Georgia Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams proclaimed on the Twitter machine this week about the state of the economy, or as she framed it, the state of Georgia's economy. Now, contrary to the Biden administration's whopper about how we now have zero inflation in July, Abrams did acknowledge the fact that inflation is a major issue. Except in the tweet that she wrote about it, she put all the blame for inflation and the rising cost of goods and services on Governor Brian Kemp. How is that even remotely possible?
Well, again, this is the modus operandi, basically. It's how you go out and you create this feeling or this false narrative. Because the people look around and their eyes don't lie to them and their pocketbooks don't lie to them. They say something's wrong here. Stacey Abrams comes along and says it's the only person's fault is Brian Kemp. you know, at least in your local area.
Well, here's
hoping for that.
Here's the problem with that. Where she put Brian Kemp's Georgia, she would have been 100% correct, because last I checked, Governor Kemp, no state governor, in fact, is in the business of printing his own money, nor does he have control over federal monetary policies. Is that a fair assumption?
Well, of course. Yes, of course.
Okay. So furthermore, Kemp has nothing to do with rent in Georgia being too high. That's another thing we can thank the Democrats for, thanks in no smart part to inflation and policies put in place by the Democrats during the coronavirus pandemic that forced landlords to foot the bill for months, for renters who either can't afford to stay there or who don't want to pay the rent. And they're still there because they can't throw them out. Now, what also has hurt the state's economy, I would like to point out, are the Georgia Democrats like Stacey Abrams and Senator Raphael Warnock. There's another goodie. Both of whom sabotaged their state for political gain in 2021 over the Georgia election reform bill, delivered actions which ended up costing the state the Major League Baseball All-Star Game with hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue that would have come in with it.
Well, sure, and that also harmed the economy in no small way, but they can continue to blame somebody else for that.
Mm-hmm.
See, you do all this damage, and then you put the blame somewhere else.
No, either Stacey Abrams thinks Georgia voters are too stupid to realize that she's trying to pull a con here, or she thinks they believe her. And I'm telling you, the people I talk to in Georgia, they're not buying this. They are not buying this.
Well, of course not, and rightly so. Rightly so. This also points up the desperation, Captain, that the Democrat Party has in trying to convince people of what is happening. They know who the president is. They know all these different things, the moves that Biden made when he first came into office. We could go on and on. But they don't have some illusion that it's their state governor or it's a transitory effect of something that we just have no control over or any of that kind of stuff. That's how the Democrats want them to think. But people are just not stupid. They see what's happening.
Okay, very quickly, I got about 30 seconds. I got a question here from Earl. And Earl is in Plainview, Texas. Earl is saying, do you think now that the FBI and the DOJ have a credibility problem?
They have a massive credibility problem because any time that something, one of our institutions, appears to be weaponized or appears to be being used by one party against another, well, that, of course it does. And it's a terrible besmirchment, right, upon those men and women of the FBI and the DOJ that do a great job and are there for the integrity and the rule of law. But it's the politicians, and they've gotten something going here, which is not good.
Right, and thanks, Earl, for the question, and keep on listening. And we want to thank everybody that is listening to us cross-country, especially the truckers that are out there and the bus drivers and everybody that's working tonight going point A to point B or going around the factory. That could be point A to point B, right, Carol?
That's right.
All right, hold that thought. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And Kyle is going to take us to break.
Warren, stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Look at there. Where do you think I am?
legend himself on a guitar, Eric Clapton, and the singer, 80-year-old Gianna Bucci. Yep, from Gianna and the Belmonts years ago. Same guy. And I'm telling you, these guys get it done, don't they? Don't they, Kyle?
Oh, got a great, that's just amazing, son. And
no.
Sound and everything.
Now, I had to play that by request. I had a request last night. So, I Cynthia, that's for you. Karen, that's for you. And Joanne, that's for you. So, you three ladies that requested that, you got it right there. Your song. There you go. Okay. If you want to rock and roll. Oh, now you get me doing that, right? All right. Well, let me. You know, that's what's fun about good music. And that was good music. You could understand the lyrics, couldn't you?
Well, sure, yeah, and just the musicianship, like people like Clapton and so forth, they're just unbelievable.
Yeah, and there was none of this, there was none of that crap, was there? Let alone profanity every fifth word.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, I rest my case. Okay, monsoon showers and thunderstorms may result in flash flooding and debris flows from the Four Corners region and southwest into the Intermountain West through the weekend. Now, a stalling front will result in heavy rain and possibly localized flash flooding in Florida. Here we go again. Along the immediate Gulf Coast on Friday and through the weekend. And I'm telling you, nobody can get away from this rain down here around the Gulf because we just keep pushing water from our storms in the afternoon right on over to Louisiana, Mississippi, and they're calling us names over there now.
Well, yeah, I can imagine.
All right,
yeah.
So tell us about the weather.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start in big sky country tonight, as we often do, the great state of Montana, up our friends in Helena and over towards White Sulphur Springs, Townsend. You've got severe thunderstorms going on there that can impact many of the surrounding area there. Also, winds perhaps in excess of 40 miles per hour. So be very, very careful if you're going to be making a run into that area, especially there on Interstate 15. We continue now with actually aerial flood watches that we were watching happening through Arizona and Utah. We still got some in Utah we'll tell you about, but they've also migrated over here to western Wyoming, Pinedale, up through Cody as well. So you got aerial flood watch going on there in those areas. Aerial flood watch happening, of course, pretty much all up and down Interstate 15, south of Salt Lake City in Utah tonight, going on all the way down to St. George there in southern Utah. We also have a little bit of a heat advisory. This is going to be in the Southern California area out towards Temecula and the Riverside area. So if you're making a run in that area, you want to be aware of that as well. In terms of some of the active rain that we're seeing, of course, right around Helena, Montana, we've also got rain, though, coming down Interstate 25 in the central Wyoming there, down near Casper, and then also a little bit of it coming across the road at I-90. But this is going to be before you get to Gillette, after you break off there from I-25. Also rain in near Vernal, Utah tonight. And then also rounding it out, basically, we've got it in Idaho, and this is going to be in the area of Lima and Dillon. So you want to be aware of that. So be careful out there.
Now, I'm going to go right to Texas. We've got a couple of areas of poor air quality, which at night, when you turn on your headlights, put them on bright, it looks like you're driving through little shiny crystals. It's not a fog, but yet it's in areas where it limits your visibility. And, of course, it makes it hard for people that have breathing problems to breathe. But the Dallas Metroplex right now is under that type of problem, the whole Metroplex. And down in San Antonio tonight, it's definitely there. So that's a new one to add to the list, San Antonio. And what it is it's poor air quality, and until the airflow picks up and it either rains to clean the air out or whatever, you're going to have that problem. So we'll see if they can get rid of that over the next few days. Now I'm going to go back up along Lake Michigan. First I'm going to go along the Wisconsin shoreline from about Monroe down to Chicago, down around Gary, Indiana. Follow it over Gary, Indiana, over towards the Michigan line, and then up the Michigan west coast, right there along Lake Michigan for about 40 or 50 miles. You've got a lot of this lake flooding going on
at the lower areas of the lake, both in Wisconsin, in Illinois, and Indiana, and now Michigan. So be careful. All those low areas, and you know where I'm talking about, you get into parking lots and some of the factories that are built there and whatnot. Even a couple of truck stops I can think about, they're going to have some standing water because of the water coming in off the lake. Now, that being said, moving through the rest of the northeast part of the country, I don't see anything to bother you today on any one of the east-west interstates or north-south. 90, you're looking good. 93, 91, you're looking good. 81, you're looking good. 87, you're looking good. 77, 79, 64, all looking good there. And the next problem that I see is Florida, where we've had these afternoon thunderstorms coming in, one after the other, after the other, after the other. And it looks like as if, Kyle, we're going to get it all weekend long, and that's what's dumping the rain along the western Gulf Coast of Florida and then pushing it across, right, like just like a bulldozer over into Louisiana and parts of Mississippi, where they've been getting flooding all week long south of I-10.
Wow. Yeah, yep. That is something.
Yeah, they're calling us names over there saying, hey, will you cut it out? did your football team lose, and this is how you're getting even with us?
Yeah.
No, it's bad. It really is. So, Kyle, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by Pilot and Flying J. Now, Pilot and Flying J is having growing pains because they are doing some very modern things, which is one of the reasons why that attracted an investor to possibly buy in. But that investor will merely have the controlling interest. He will not be the outright owner. Did you notice that? I looked at the numbers the other day.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Yes.
Yeah. He'll be the controlling owner. We're talking about Warren Buffett, but he will not be the sole owner. So he still has to go through a board to get things done if he, in fact, is allowed to purchase the company. We're still waiting to find out. They say it's been approved, but not officially yet.
Well, right. And, of course, also, what is the lifeblood of the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers? It's the great people that operate the Pilot and Flying J Travel
right.
Centers. They're waiting for you right now to pull in because they want to be your oasis out there on the road. And, you know, Captain, I'm going to have to find a way here to get a big boomy voice to say you can save 10 cents a gallon simply by joining the My Rewards.
This is Kyle Warren, and you can save 10 cents a gallon.
Exactly right, because mm-hmm. this is a big deal, right?
Mm-hmm. And don't forget.
Because now through October 31st, you can save 10 cents a gallon just by joining up to the My Rewards Plus program there. Download the My Rewards Plus app. Go to pilotflyingj.com for more information.
And we'll be right back, folks, with more Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and yours truly. Right after your stations get an opportunity to pay some of their bills and tell you about who they are and where they are and maybe give you the weather and certainly give you the news. We'll be back with hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.